Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, Little Chicago, bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Josh Costell. He's the author of Science of Sales Success, the founder of Measure Max, and we're talking about how to become indispensable to your customers. And, you know, Josh, if you can accomplish that, that's the holy grail. And one of the things that that's been happening for the last 25 or 30 years is that companies have been converting their employees, their employee organization, been cutting it down and bringing on more vendor partners, more integrated partners. And that's been going on now really for about 30 years, but it's been really going on pretty hot and heavy for about 20 years. And it's created this whole new level of the economy, which is a level of integrated partners. And if you can get to that level, when you can get to the level of a relationship where you are a big part of or an integral part of the success of your customers, those are the customers you can't run off. But it takes a different kind of attitude, doesn't it, Josh? You can't just think of yourself as somebody who sells something. You got to think of yourself as a partner who solves problems and helps take advantage of opportunities. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, I think of these people that are in sales roles that they think they've become product experts, but they forget that they've been working in the same industry 10, 20 years. They know the industry in and out. They just have to revisit and think about what they know about the industry, because what they know about the industry is really what, in many ways, their customers value. You know, for example, you know, we talk about what new opportunities may occur, you know, will occur with the, you know, when the rebound comes, or at least we get upticks. You know, things that you can do for your customers is, you know, are there new state or federal opportunities? And I don't mean just from programs. I mean because they've had reductions. Are there chances that certain services might be outsourced that your customer could try to take advantage of now?
And it could be, and obviously, folks, we're talking, in a lot of ways, most of what we're talking about is B2B, business to business. Right. But there's some connection to what we're talking about to business to consumer too, which we can talk about a little bit later on. But the thing is regardless of what it is that you could help your customer with, you talked about, you know, government regulation. Can you give them a heads up on things like that? It really doesn't matter what the topic is, does it, Josh? Whatever you can learn that you can gain a perspective on, either maybe just tell them about it if they don't know, the customer doesn't know, or maybe a perspective on it, or maybe you see two or three things out there and you can actually be a little bit of a futurist for your customers. What if this happened? How would that affect you? What do you think, Josh?
Oh, absolutely. Again, I mean, it's just spot on that, you know, one of the things that we find in our business is if we can find for our customers you know, state or federal programs from with respect to just incentives or tax credits that they may not be aware of, especially in the private business, that they could take advantage of. The other thing is that the internet has changed, the technology over the recession has changed dramatically. Mm-hmm. We think a lot of the customers need to challenge the assumptions they made about using the internet. You know, revisit it. What new things can you do?
Are you saying? Are you saying that? Well, two issues it seems to me, Josh. Number one, make sure you're maximizing the capability yourself. But number two, to the degree that you're maximizing the technology that's available, you may actually be able to be a little bit of a teacher for your customers.
Absolutely. Right?
I mean, but number one, if you're not maximizing it, you're going to you don't want your customer to be more advanced, more of an adopter than you are. And number two, you actually want to be the other way around. You want to be serving your customers with your technology knowledge, not being behind the curve.
Right. And nothing gives more credibility to what you were speaking about, Jim, than someone, walking in and saying, this is what our company is doing, and I thought it might apply to yours.
Mm-hmm.
And here are the benefits that we're getting from it. But what I found real interesting that you said before is, not over the last 30 years, is not just becoming more integrated with your customer, but more integrated with other vendors. One of the big things that I think the new economy has focused on is, for lack of a better word, co-opetition,
mm-hmm.
where can you partner up with other vendors that have complementary services, or that make what you're selling, if you can package with what they're selling, more competitive than if the customer bought it from two separate
mm-hmm.
sources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything like that. And folks, I'm telling you, the things that Josh is talking about are not, they're easy to see. They should be easy to see for business to business. But you can, if you're a retailer, you can anticipate what your customers want, your regulars. This is how you get regulars. The way you get regulars is to think about them and to talk to them and to connect with them, and to let them know when something new's happening or something new's coming in or a new development or a new product or whatever. All these things that Josh is talking about, you can do with your retail customers as well. It's Tintel. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're going to be right back with our good friend Josh Costell. His website is MeasureMax.com.
It's all that I have left. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.